Good morning, my friends and brethren in the Lord. How are you today? Thank God for another day that we can be together in this God's Word for Today devotional. And we are still in the book of Psalms. We are now in Psalm 142. And let me read to us the seven verses of this chapter. Psalm 142, verses 1 to 7. With my voice, I cry out to the Lord. With my voice, I plead for mercy to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I tell my trouble before him. When my spirit faints within me, you know my way. In the path where I walk, they have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see. There is none who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No one cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. This chapter belongs to the group of Psalms that is written or that are written by David to express his trust and confidence that God will rescue him from his enemies. This is an account of that time that he ran away in order to hide away from his enemies, and he went to the cave of Adullam to take refuge. And here in this psalm, he felt that he was alone. Nobody cares for him. But he eventually realized that he can cry before the Lord. And I believe that as Christians, we should not feel that we are abandoned or we are alone, because God will never leave us nor forsake us. We can always cry before the Lord. But when we are overwhelmed with problems, when you have challenges from all angles of your life, you will be overwhelmed with so much feelings or emotions that you think that God is too far, he is too distant. But let us resolve in our hearts by faith that we can trust God, that when we are in our lowest, that's the time that we can kneel down. We are always taller and the tallest even when we are on our knees, when we are going to plead before God and commune with God and seek God's help, when we are in the time where we are going to communicate with God in prayer. So in this psalm, he was so overwhelmed with the trivial feeling of being lonely. He feels that no one cares for him, so that he cries before the Lord. Look at verse 3 and 4. When my spirit faints within me, you know my way. In the path where I walk, you have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see. There is none who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No one cares for my soul. And I believe that David is just an example that we are humans, and he was a very brave king, strong. He was a warrior. He killed Goliath, but he expressed that he was emotionally down during this time. And it's okay when we are going to recognize that we are emotionally down. But we must air out or express our discouragements, our emotions to the right person. And that right person is God himself, because he understands our predicament. When in fact, God knows what's going in our lives before it even happened. God knows everything before we even know and before we even recognize our need. God knows the end from the beginning. Even in other words, God is not caught unaware, or he is not surprised about your challenges and about our problems of life. Now, when we are hit by a problem like a brick, we are surprised and we are wondering and we are on a denial mode, because we cannot accept it because it's so surprising. But God is not aware, or it's not that he is unaware. He is aware. He knows everything. He knows our need before we even know it. so that we can really be assured that we could rest in this foreknowledge of God. God knows our problems, and nothing is hidden before Him, even before it will happen. And David, although he believed this, did not eliminate the necessity of his calling upon God for help. And I believe just because he was so overwhelmed with problems and human and pain, that as a human being, he was just expressing his emotional need before God, his emotional pain before God, just like Job. Job just expresses emotional pain before God, and it's recorded in the Bible for us to really see that God understands when we express our pain before God. Now, that's our assurance in the Gospels when the Lord Jesus Christ assured us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 32, your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Furthermore, in verse 5 to 7, he prayed that God will deal with his enemies. We have learned that in the past two chapters, that God will bring him out of prison. Look at verse 7. Bring me out of prison that I may give thanks to your name. That out of this predicament, when God will rescue him from this danger, he will live a normal life in freedom and security in order to thank and worship God. And he will walk with the righteous. The righteous will surround him. Look at verse 7. And God will deal bountifully with him. What can we learn from here? David did not ask for freedom from all these challenges and difficulties of life just to have an easy life. The reason is not for his own convenience and comfort. His reason was to worship God. He said, bring me out of this prison. He was in prison. In a sense, when he was inside a cave of Adullam, he was surrounded by the troops of Saul. He cannot escape. There was no way out. His refuge was only God. He was like trapped in a prison, but he was pleading before God, Lord, bring me out of this prison that I may give thanks to your name. In other words, the reason behind here of David is to praise and worship God, to forever thank God, to exalt the name of God. Now, whatever challenges we have right now, whether sickness, challenges in work, we have a lot of walls in front of us, so strong, and we are cornered in a sense. We cannot go out. And when God will deliver us, for what reason? It's not because he wants you to just live a comfortable and convenient life. Yes, God will bless us with blessings like that. God would surely show his goodness towards us, that we can enjoy the blessings of life, like good health, no problems with our relationships. God could give us those blessings. But it does not mean that when we hit our walls, there are problems and difficulties of our lives, that he's not good, he's not gracious, he's not loving. He cannot be changing from one disposition to another. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is unchangeable in his character, in his attributes, in his nature. We can trust that his dealings with us is always a projection of his being a loving and faithful God to us. So that, like David, may it be that we will realize that God frees us from all these problems and give us deliverance out of our storms and typhoons of life in order for us to worship God, to be thankful to God. So whatever ordeals, whatever difficulties we are passing through right now, we are passing through it. We are not going to stay in those problems. We are going to pass through this by the strength of God. And we will be able to marvel and see who God is, and that will make a difference in your life and in my life. I think we can know God much better during our storms or during our difficult moments of life than when we are in our convenient time. We can learn who God is during the stormy times of our lives rather than during the sunny days of our lives. Yes, God will become more real to us in times of problems and difficulties. And help us, may God help us to cling unto Him. I will cry unto the Lord, for He is our refuge in such times, like David. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this reminder again today. I pray that this example of David will be able to follow. Lord, we live in a broken world. People are hurting against each other. And even though how we live a righteous life, there will be always wicked people who will hurt us, Lord. Help us to take refuge unto you. Help us that we can find rest and peace in you, Lord. You are our refuge. We cry unto you. You know our problems before it will happen. Thank you, Lord, where we can rest unto you, Lord, that you are in control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.